We want to make it clear to everyone that, like, this is the future of work. This isn't going away.
Hey guys, welcome to Tech Intern, where we sit down with real students that tell us about their experiences and how that intern affected their career, and hopefully yours too. Okay, so today I am joined by Chuck and Megan. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
I'm so happy to have you guys. You run Intern From Home. Can you tell me a bit about what Intern From Home is?
We can. We know a bit about it. Chuck, how do we explain this?
So Intern From Home is the platform we created. Intern From Home's sole mission is to connect students with companies for virtual internships. So all roles on the platform are completely virtual. Students can very easily apply to internships on the platform. Companies submit roles to us, and the vast majority of roles on our platform are exclusive to our platform, which means you can't see them or apply to them anywhere else. And because of that, we're able to make the process of students applying to internships that used to take weeks, if not months, and we've turned that process into days. So that's sort of the at the core of what Intern From Home is. It's a job board. You can think of it in the same vein as a Handshake or a LinkedIn, but significantly more streamlined and easier for students and companies, and it's exclusively focused on virtual roles.
Wow, awesome. And so do you guys want to tell me a little bit about what you guys do currently?
Sure. Megan?
So I'm Megan. I just graduated Brown in May. My background is in marketing, content strategy. I was at Google doing content strategy for a while. Marketing, agency work, journalism, PR. If there are words and pictures involved, I've done it. And my degree was in behavioral decision sciences. So I'm really into testing how things work.
Yeah, as for me, my name is Chuck Isgar, and I am one of the co-founders and the CEO at Intern From Home. I am a rising senior at Brown University, which is where Megan and I and our third co-founder, David, met. And I study business economics there. I serve as the co-president of the entrepreneurship program at Brown, and enjoy advising and working with a number of different startups, and all of those experiences have helped inform our work building and running Intern From Home.
Right. And so do you guys work on Intern From Home full time?
Yes, we are working on this full time and very heads down focused on what we're building.
Awesome. So what was your motivation for starting Intern From Home?
Yeah, so if we flash back to March of 2020, so, you know, a few months ago, us being students at Brown, our school had not yet transitioned to classes being virtual, but it seemed imminent, and many other universities had transitioned to virtual classes. And at the core of my mind as this was happening is I was thinking, what are students going to do for the next couple of months, for the rest of sort of their spring term, spring semester? What are they going to do to stay engaged and not feel really bored, right? Because when you leave a college campus or you leave any campus, the experience changes drastically, right? If you're not going to classes in person, there's so much more than just classes. There's social events, there's everything else, clubs, activities, athletics. And we were thinking through, what are students going to do to make a meaningful use of the time, right? And with that in mind, given my background working with startups and on the venture capital side of things, I also saw that startups were getting hit by what was going on in the larger COVID-19 environment really quickly. So funding crunches, hiring freezes were happening really quickly, and very different than back in what you saw in 2008, 2009, where there was more of a delay in that. It was happening quite quickly. With both of those things in mind, I thought there could be a really great opportunity to build a platform for students to have virtual internships to sort of give them meaningful opportunities in these months that appeared to be like there might not be a lot going on, right? Companies wanted to keep going towards their objectives, and students at the same time as well wanted to have meaningful opportunities. So I called Megan and David, our third co-founder, and I said, hey, I'm crazy. I want to build this virtual internship job board platform. I want you two to do it with me, but there's one catch, is I want to do it in 24 hours. And the initial reaction is, how can you do that in 24 hours? It might have ended up taking us about 48 hours, but we did build the whole thing in 48 hours. And our wow. goal was, there's a crisis going on before us, right? The entire coronavirus situation. And, you know, there's a lot of different challenges to it. And by no means are we solving problems in the same way that doctors and nurses in this world are, right? They're solving much larger issues. But there is an issue of students want to feel engaged and have meaningful things going on. Companies need the help. And those things are not possible in person right now for the vast majority of companies or students like they used to be. And so with that in mind, we sort of launched Intern from Home and got it going. Megan can talk us through how things got went sort of viral very quickly, and we saw students from all over coming. And then you flash forward to today, several months later, and we're very, you know, honored and very grateful to have seen the traction we have to date.
Yeah. Megan, you want to talk us through that really interesting introduction?
Yeah. So we started building this out before we had even made the platform. I made a wait list that was just a Google form, sent it around to my friends, and immediately gained tons of traction. Within just a few days, we were at like 500 students on our wait list across many campuses. And we only grew from there. So we saw really quickly that this was a need and that it was something that people wanted. So basically what we're doing is we're meeting students where they're at. So in March, that meant, you know, creating a wait list and just trying to build fast. Right now we're building a lot of content around expectations for the rest of summer and fall and what students can be thinking about, how to work on their resume. Our application process, like Chuck mentioned, you just head to internfromhome.com. You click on postings, you find a posting that looks interesting to you, and you can filter by different types of jobs and whatever. And you click on apply and you can apply in under 5 minutes, no matter what. And all of these roles are virtual. So like in March, it was really unclear when you applied to a company if the opportunity was virtual, if the company would exist in 3 months, like what on earth is happening in the world. It's been really gratifying to be able to provide so much comfort to students, which I guess gets into the advice aspect of things that you had mentioned in your email. Just that we're able to provide students with a sense of stability and like it's going to be okay. And I think that that's why we grew so fast and why we're continuing to grow, is like we focused on this problem really early. And so we've kind of become the de facto leaders in the topic.
Right. Yeah, I found that. So I started this podcast kind of as the same reason that you guys started your platform, is just to reach out to students and help them in these times. And I've had a lot of one-on-ones with people, and it seems to me like you said, just that stability and that kind of comfort that this isn't, you know, going to really impact their career that much. Like there's still things they can do to better themselves and to still get an internship, you know, just kind of calms them down and makes them feel much better. So I completely resonate with what you guys are doing.
Well, I didn't answer the question at all, but I think that is why we've grown so fast and why we're continuing to grow, is like students need this and no other platform is providing them with this, you know.
Completely.
I talk a lot about these long Google Docs or like LinkedIn posts that lead to some Google Sheet with a ton of emails, and it's very vague, and none of them seem like real job postings. And this is like, we're in direct contact with these startups. We send them all of the applications. And we believe in all of them.
Yeah, and I think Megan's done a terrific job of explaining sort of the student side here, but we try to make the side of Intern from Home's platform for companies just as efficient and easy. So if you think through how it's been traditionally up to this point for companies, specifically startups and tech startups, to be hiring, it's a very challenging process, right? I mean, you go talk to hire for startups or even larger companies, and a lot of them will say that is one of the most painful parts of their job, is trying to find great people without it taking very long. And, right. You know, we have found a way, to really make the process a lot more efficient and a lot easier. And that's just from what we're hearing from the companies we work with. So if you think through the old landscape of either a student applying to a role or a company submitting a role, the process might look something like this. A company decides they want to submit a role. They submit it to LinkedIn or Handshake or one of the other platforms. If it's Handshake on a university's campus, oftentimes there's an approval process from the school that can take weeks, right? And once it's finally approved and it goes up, then they may or may not start actually advertising the role. It's up for usually weeks for students to apply to. Students apply, they have no idea when they'll hear back. The process goes on and on and on. Then companies start conducting their interviews, deciding who they want, eventually making offers. That entire process usually takes months, maybe weeks, right, if the company is efficient. With Intern from Home, we have made it such that entire process, from the time a company submits a role to us, we vet it and make sure it's legitimate and real and is going to provide a meaningful opportunity. We post it on our platform. We market it in our newsletter that goes out to students every 48 hours. Students apply, and then we send off the applications and resumes of all the candidates. That entire process we can do in 7 days. So in 1 week, wow, we can do the process that is traditionally taking companies weeks, if not months, to do. And it's really important for the well-being of the companies, right? And them efficiently using their time and, you know, in a couple of hours, if not minutes, being able to have great candidates versus, you know, spending days and days of working on this. But really at the core, it's also so much about the students, right? And if you think through the students, students have so much going on right now. You know, so many of them are in situations right now that they never would have imagined they'd be in for their summer. You know, no matter what age they are, what school they're at, there's a lot going on in the world right now. Students need to think about is, can I just get some opportunity to put something on my resume, right? There are so many students who have come to us and said, Intern from Home has literally changed my summer. Like, I now have something to look forward to, something exciting, and I found it through your platform. You know, we hear from students who say, I've applied to 60, 70 plus roles on LinkedIn, Handshake, other platforms. They apply, and they tell us they're still hearing back from companies they applied to in March. They're still hearing back, oh, we want to interview. Oh, it's not a good fit. Whereas with Intern from Home, they hear back within a matter of days, right? And many of them have been in roles for months now, you know, roles that could even lead to full-time jobs down the road. And so, you know, being able to expedite that process, it's so much about student sanity and really increasing opportunities for students. You know, we talk so much internally amongst our team about the fact that if you think through before the landscape of internships, so many of them, especially at tech companies, which I know is the focus of your podcast, would happen in the main metros, right? It would happen in Boston, New York, LA, or the Bay Area, and some others, right? If you think through virtual internships, we are opening it such that students who might not be able to be in one of those four major cities for the summer can now intern with amazing companies that wouldn't have been otherwise possible before. You know, so there's so much talk about how, hey, this can be a wasted or a lost summer for students. Hey, it's so depressing for students. We get all that and we see the negative sides to it. But we're excited about the fact that we're actually doing something to try to help make it such that students can have really rewarding and memorable summers and put things on their resume, get great experiences, potentially get full-time jobs out of this. And they can do it from, you know, for a lot of students, their childhood bedroom now, right? And to be able to enable those opportunities is really sort of what drives our team every single day.
Right. So you mentioned that most of the postings even on your platform are exclusive to your platform. And is that because it's such a tried and true process that people are just coming back to you? Or is that because they're literally just taking so long to get on these other platforms that you're the only one that has it up?
Yeah.
we've heard from a lot of people that, you know, in order to get on LinkedIn or Handshake or wherever, you have to go through several different approval processes. It takes so long. The UI is terrible. And so we've heard from companies that they just love using us. And then also they got great interns from us in the past. Let's say back in March, and now that they're looking for a late summer class of interns or fall interns, they really prefer using our service, which is amazing. And also, by the way, we're free for all students and all companies to use. So that's also a huge aspect of it. Yeah.
So to tack onto that, what Megan was saying, we make money in no way, right? We don't run ads to students. We don't charge any of the students to companies. Like this is a social mission project. We don't make money on it. But we are excited about being able to help so many students and companies in the process. But, you know, one thing to tack on what you asked about the exclusivity of the roles on our platform, a really important part of it is because they come to our platform and submit the role to us, we get to control basically how much information a company shares about a role and also how much information students share about themselves. And one thing that we're really excited that Intern from Home is able to do is really increase accessibility of opportunities to students from all different backgrounds. And that's something that our team is really passionate about is, you know, if there's a student in a place that's not, like we talked about, you know, LA or New York or the Bay Area or Boston, they are not viewed as being a lesser candidate for one of these roles, right? We never ask a student in our application process, where are you from? Where do you want to be this summer? And by eliminating those questions entirely, a company is not able anymore to, you know, go based off that information. They're going to look at a student sort of in the holistic view of what the student can actually bring to the company, regardless of where they are. And that's just right. One of the many questions that we've sort of eliminated in our process to really make it such that, you know, everyone is having a fair chance and access to these opportunities. And that's super important to us as we think through sort of the future of how this platform runs.
Right. Great. So how big is, I've heard you mention the team a few times, how big's the team and how many companies are on this platform? How many students do you guys have?
Yeah, so it's Chalk, David, and I are the co-founders. We also have four other Brown students working on this project. We're all amazing. The seven of us are working across seven different states. The states change all the time, but it's consistently been seven different states. Actually, I guess now it's six different states in one and two countries. So, I mean, I think that our team is proof that you can run a company and do things well virtually, and we've lost nothing in the process.
Yeah, and I actually, one of our team members, I've never met in person. And that is reflective of we've met over Zoom plenty, just to be clear, but right. That is reflective of what's going on with these interns who are interning for companies that they've never met in person. And right. You know, we hope that for a lot of them, they will get to meet their bosses and employers someday in person, but it really does show you that this whole thing can work, right? And internally, we are not of the belief that, hey, only internships can happen in person. It's the only way for there to be mentorship and, you know, those type of networking opportunities. Yes, you know, traditionally internships have been in person. And while, yes, there are great benefits to that, you get to see the sort of office environment. There are ways to make this really work. And we've seen some incredible employers on our platform who, you know, we've been fortunate to, Megan and I have been able to sit in on a few of their calls, right, with their intern class. And they have social components to it. They have ways for the interns to get to know each other, to network, all the sorts of things that people think can't happen virtually. We're here to say they can happen virtually and they can actually happen quite efficiently. In a lot of cases, students are actually getting just as great, if not even better, internship experiences than if they were in person. And it's for several reasons, but one primary reason, which is that internship employers now have to have a plan for their students. If you think through before, you know, students might get sent on coffee runs, right? Or even if they're in the office, they might just be sent random tasks given what, you know, the employer needed help on any given day. Well, that doesn't work anymore now very much, right? The employer, the company has to have a plan for the intern, which ends up creating oftentimes an even better experience. That's straight away I know from your question about numbers, but in terms of traction, you know, there's several different ways we look at the, you know, success of what we're doing. The most important of which is, you know, how many students are getting great internship roles. And we've helped hundreds of, you know, we've had hundreds of companies now come to our platform. And it's a mix, right? It's everything from nonprofits and social organizations to, you know, sort of our bread and butter to date has been tech companies, specifically tech startups. So, you know, a lot of them have raised anywhere between a seed and a Series B or Series C round of fundraising. So we help a lot of companies in that sweet spot, but we do see quite a diversity of companies. So we've had hundreds of companies and obviously hundreds of students have gotten roles. And then we have, Megan can talk us through this side more, but we have thousands of students from all over, and we have over 200 different campuses represented where students hail from.
Wow.
Yeah, we're growing really fast. So our numbers change by the second, but we have thousands of students, over 200 campuses. I mean, we've been featured in the New York Times, Business Insider, Forbes, the Chronicle of Higher Education, US News and World Reports, Mashable, a bunch of others. It's been going really well, and I think that it shows how much of a need there is for what we're building, and that people like what we're doing.
Yeah, I saw that. I was researching the company on your website, and I saw all those publications, and I thought, like, that's absolutely incredible. Like, what an achievement, right? And as the marketing guru, how did you manage to get yourself in all of these publications?
Oh, we did. I mean, our focus is on building a great platform, and we've been really lucky for all of these publications to reach out to us. For the New York Times, we're mentioned in the same sentence as LinkedIn and Handshake as resources for students. That mention, I got a call from my mom at like 8 a.m. while she was sitting with her coffee reading the New York Times in the morning. And she was like, "You're on the front page." It's like, what? but the rest of these, it's been reporters contacting us, because we're building something cool and there are a lot of people using it.
Right. So just focus on the product and the sort of the fame comes to you.
Yeah, definitely. And even in terms of UX, I mean, we run on Google Forms, which, was like an MVP decision, game time decision, in that first 48 hours when we were building things. But as time has gone on, the more and more UX research that we do, we've seen that students and companies both really like the fact that it's so simple, that it's clearly, built to help people, that we're moving fast, that, they're really comfortable on forms. It doesn't break. I think it's true. If you build it, people will come.
Yeah, and I would tack on to that, our entire team comes from different sort of entrepreneurial backgrounds, but we all have this vested interest in building exciting things that really help people. And I would say, we all come sort of from the Brown University larger entrepreneurship ecosystem, and, many of our great professors have taught us, right, we are so focused here on solving a problem, right? And the problem here is, students need meaningful things to do. They need internships. So many other things are getting canceled. And on the flip side, we have two problems. There's the student side and there's the companies, right? And companies need great interns and they want to support great interns. And they all need to find each other and they need to do that really quickly and really efficiently. And that's really the problem here at the end of the day. And everything else that doesn't solve that problem is noise. And, I've previously launched an ed tech startup at Brown. And, I've advised a number of companies. Megan's worked with, lots of companies. And if there's anything I know I can say from my personal experiences I've learned is, if you're doing anything that doesn't solve the core problem, you have to ask yourself a lot, why are you doing it? And is it really an effective use of your time? And, the irony here, what Megan was talking about with Google Forms is, we've thought a lot about how do we automate this? How do we, make it more technologically complex? And the fact of the matter is, the simplicity of Google Forms not only makes it really efficient from our internal perspectives in sort of how we organize everything going on, but also it has this comfort factor to students and companies. And in a world where everything right now, so much seems to be unknown and new and unpredictable, most students and companies are to some extent familiar with Google Forms. And the fact that we're able to use them and sort of create some familiarity there to sort of navigate hiring, which can be a oftentimes complex process, we're all for it. And we're all for, designing sort of a solution here to a problem that's really efficient and really solves the problem and really does that. And so far, that's certainly been the case.
Right. All right, great. And so obviously you guys have worked with so many students and companies, and you yourselves are kind of practicing what you preach in this approach where you have to also be running a company virtually. So my last question is just, what are your, advice and insights for if you actually get that internship, doing it successfully virtually.
In terms of for students, I think number one is know that it's going to be okay. Tons of companies are looking for interns. The companies that are going to be growing the most in the next several years are those that have transitioned online virtually. So don't worry about it. The startup ecosystem is thriving more than ever right now from what we've seen. I would also say, in terms of best practices, there are lots of different things. Be sure to check in with your boss often. Be sure to kind of set boundaries in terms of when you're going to be online and not. And be sure to apply to lots of different things. Use this lull to reach out to lots of different contacts and companies. As a student, you're often told that you can have a conversation with almost anyone that you want. And I think that's absolutely true. Like, use your student status and reach out to random cool alumni. There's a million things. In terms of interning, try something new. Like, this is such a great opportunity that because you don't have to move to a different city and you're not committing your entire summer to something, you can just take 6 weeks to try a brand new industry right now. It's really exciting. And also know that, like, by looking for virtual internships in the first place, you're already differentiating yourself as, like, a go-getter, because a lot of students are just freaking out and worrying and not really taking any action. So my advice is it's going to be okay and do something about it. We want to make it clear to everyone that, like, this is the future of work. This isn't going away. Hopefully, things will change in the world, but things were already going virtual and they're going to stay virtual.
Right. Okay. Well, we're drawing to a close here, and I just wanted to say that intern from home sounds like an awesome solution. I'm going to start definitely directing people towards it. So thank you so much, Chuck and Megan.
Thank you so much for talking to us. And hopefully students who hear this can head over to internfromhome.com, click on postings. We usually have 4 or 5 roles due a day, and you can start applying for some internships.
Yeah, Jason, thanks so much for having us. We really appreciate the opportunity. And, the last thing I'll say is we are not another LinkedIn or Handshake. If you send us an email to our team.internfromhome@gmail.com, we do actually respond to every single email that comes to us.
I personally respond.
Awesome. All right. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, Jason.
I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. I know that I definitely learned something. And please don't forget, reach out to techintern.com or the Tech Intern Instagram handle, and we can set up a coffee chat or a resume critique or something like that. Thanks so much. I'll see you next Monday.